In one word, I would describe World Citizen Artist world. Well, we've got three words in World Citizen Artist. We've got world, we've got citizen, and we've got artist. So citizen and artist belong to the same one world. So if I had to describe it in one word, then it would be world.
Hallihallo und herzlich willkommen zu Act, Learn, Change. Durch gemeinsames Handeln lernen, die Welt zu verändern. Ein Podcast mit Menschen, die durch ihr Engagement die Welt ein kleines bisschen besser machen.
Ich bin Anna.
Und ich bin Julia.
Und wir sprechen heute mit Valerie von den World Citizen Artists. Viel Spaß dir!
The World Citizen Artist is a global community. It started in 2014 in Paris as a charity at first. The reason why it started, it's because I had a background as an artist outside the other businesses and work I was doing. And I also had a background as a humanitarian. I've done humanitarian work around the world, and I wanted to make a difference. So I went to different communities. I went to communities of artists, but I didn't find back then communities that really wanted to change the world. They cared about it, but they didn't really express it as much as it is today. And when I was in the humanitarian world, there was not so much art or music. So I thought, if that world doesn't exist, then we just have to create it. So that's how it came up.
That sounds really interesting. So which values would you say do the World Citizen Artists incorporate?
So in terms of values, we make sure that we incorporate all world citizens. So we try to not be political or to be religious orientated or anything that could split people. We avoid to integrate this part. So, and we found in our social media that some countries which were against each other communicated with each other without any problem, because you don't have the question of religions, of politics, or which art is better or which music is better. We avoid any division. We try to work with what people have in common rather than work with what divides them.
Really great. I was just thinking, so you would say the goal of the World Citizen Artist is to unite humanity through art?
Yes, the goal of a World Citizen Artist is to unite, one of the goals is to unite engaged artists. So engaged artists means artists who are doing work that can have an impact on social and humanitarian issues. And what we do with them is to raise awareness through arts and music on these global issues.
And you said this is one of the goals. What are the other goals?
The other goals is also to help engaged artists. So we have, for example, networking events where they can meet each other and talk about the challenges, for example, the experiences they're experiencing, and how they can help each other with tips or information. Because in every art world, people are experiencing similar issues. And so, for example, for promoting their art, it's very difficult these days in such a competitive world. And because they're engaged artists and they have the same values as our mission, so we're trying to support them with a platform to do this.
That's super interesting. And I read as well that you're having an award.
Yes. We do awards. So we have run awards for until last year. We might run some again. However, it takes a lot of resources and a lot of work. So we had a few awards, like Compete for Peace, Not War, for example. One that we did in partnership with the Bob Marley Foundation, Playing for Change, the Belgravia Gallery, which exhibits Picasso, Prince of Wales, and Andy Warhol, and a lot of celebrities, and a lot of other great partners as well, which we brought in to be part of our jury. And the Bob Marley Foundation has been so kind to provide us a platform as well at the Bob Marley event for the musician who won the award. And so it enabled them to perform on a very big stage in Jamaica, which was great. And the purpose of this award was every artist had to submit work that speaks for peace, that can influence people for peace. And last year we did another award, which was called Solidarity for All. WCA was actually in full restructuration. We were kind of having a break and restructuring the whole organization. And then COVID came up. And so everybody, as you know, was isolated in their own country, in their own apartment or house. And artists did not have any chance to exhibit or to go to any concerts and perform. So what we did is we did a competition that promoted solidarity for people who were suffering from isolation. So that was really a great emotion to see how people wanted to help one another through arts and music, and how the audience was very positive as well regarding how it gave them encouragement. And to some degrees, for some of them, we received some very nice email that proves that it helped them for resilience as well in times like this.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned that you had to restructure. How are the World Citizen Artists organized? Do you meet every week? Are there different teams?
At the moment, I'm trying to give more leadership to the new generation like you. That's why, in a way, we have had a great connection. So I'm trying to give more leadership opportunities to students, because after all, the world of art will belong to your generation. And I think your generation should choose what will influence your children, your family in the future. And social impact has become something very important. So it's kind of 50-50 with some adults and some of the students who are leading. And so how we organized, everyone is working when they feel like it. So I know it may sound a little bit dangerous, but actually not. I'm very impressed because your generation is so different to mine. In my generation, social impact was not a big word. It was not something that people really expressed so much. There were a lot of people who cared about it, but it wasn't, you know, every day in the news, for example. And what I find interesting is your generation is very engaged in terms of making a difference in the world. So, of course, we always speak about the young generation breaking the rules during COVID, but that is a small amount of people. I mean, I have met so many students who actually are not about this. They're about making a difference. And I think that's very encouraging. And it should be more on the news.
So you mentioned the younger generation beforehand. Is this one of the reasons you stay motivated to work in the world as an artist, or are there other factors as well?
They keep me young. But also the reason why I like to work with the new generation, I think it's important to stay tuned in to how the world is going to evolve. And I think we can bring so much to each other. I mean, my generation has the experience. We've learned from failure and from successes. Your generation is inspiring. You have a lot of new ideas. And I think that combination is really fantastic. And by putting all the strengths together, that's how we can build a better world. So my generation can give you the tools, and you don't have to take them all, because some of the tools are probably not what you want in the future. But I think it's good to have to put all the forces together and go as far as we can.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think also that all generations should work together and not work against each other, like it sometimes happens, unfortunately.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to learn from you as well. I mean, for example, with the student team of volunteers that we have, I'm learning so much. I mean, they're so much more advanced than me in technology, for example. They know the new trend, where to read the news, where to find information. I mean, there are a lot of things that I think our generation should learn from, from yours. It's not just one-way traffic. And in my generation, when I was your age, we were always told, you know, that we had to listen to the elders, but they never listened to us. And I think it was a mistake, because every generation has something to bring.
That's true. Unfortunately, it still happens in our generations that some older people tell us that we have to listen and they don't listen to us. Can we ask you one personal question?
Sure.
What does art mean to you?
Oh, initially, the description of Worst is an Artist was everyone's a creative. So art is, people think of it as painting or as, but I would say, for example, Gandhi and Mandela were artists in a way. They've created a better world, and this is a creation from new ideas, from research, from, and to create a piece of art, you need to have inspiration, you need to research, you need to understand a lot of things, how the material works. So it's creation, really. And I think everyone is a creative. So there's a lot of people who say, I'm not an artist, but there's a lot of people who don't know they are artists. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has the capacity to be an artist in their own way.
What do you think? Do students and the students that are volunteering for Worst is an Artist, what do you think? What do they learn by doing this?
I think they learn a lot about themselves, which I would have to ask them. But from my own experience in volunteering in different places, it's not actually what you learn from your leaders. It's from what you learn from your own mistakes. And from, I mean, there's many times when you lead people, you know, some things they will listen, some they won't. And it's a normal human thing. You know, we have an intuition that tells us, I believe in this and I don't believe in that. And it's a personal choice. No leader can, even dictators can force you to think a certain way. So I think the biggest impact it probably has on them, but I can't speak for them. That's my opinion. It's their learning from their own initiatives and on action.
Okay, I see. As the slogan of the podcast and afterwards it's in school is act, learn, change, I would like to know, what do you think, how can the Worst is an Artist make a change?
I think the change we make is not directly on the ground. The change we are making is we influence, for example, through arts and music. You know, when you listen to angry music, eventually you become angry. If you listen to happy music, eventually you become happy. So if you listen to music that is trying to make a social impact, eventually you start to think of the humanitarian and social issues. So our biggest mission is to give more exposure to art and music that can make a social impact, so people will listen to it without realizing, will eventually start to think of social issues they don't especially think about every day. So that's the impact we want to have. And then they will meet other people, start to take interest of the social impact, of the social issues, and they will start to speak to other people about it. And so I guess we're trying to create a positive virus. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay. Is there anything you, anything left you want to share with our listeners?
I think what I would want to share is a question for you. Which direction do you think the world of art and music should take? What would you advise us in terms of how could we help, for example, the young generation in your country to have more impact?
Das war auch schon das Gespräch mit Valerie von den World Citizen Artists. Wir hoffen, du hattest genauso viel Spaß wie wir. Die letzte Frage von Valerie möchten wir gerne mit dir teilen. Was ist deine Meinung dazu? Schreib uns auf redaktion@worldcitizen.school oder auf Instagram. Übrigens, die WCA plant ein Online-Event im November 2021. Informationen hierzu findest du in den Shownotes. Wir starten jetzt in die Sommerpause. Im Herbst hörst du wieder von uns. Bis dahin!